I have just seen a photograph from a trip to Germany that I made a few years ago to work with a small group of people. It was taken on the final evening when we went out for a meal to celebrate the conclusion of a successful week of training. Celebrating success is an important part of the training process. It provides an opportunity for reflection on the scale of that success and to plan the next steps in order to make sure that the success is maintained. Learning something and then doing nothing with it is a waste of time invested, and often money too, because we rapidly forget things if we don't use them or practice them. This is especially true with language skills and the confidence acquired during training. When we forget what we have learned, we return to feeling unsure again. The process of planning each interaction, whether a meeting, a phone call, a presentation, or even sending an email, and then evaluating the success of that interaction afterwards, allows us to recognize our successes, which we should celebrate, of course, but it also allows us to consider what didn't go so well, and therefore what needs to be improved. The vocabulary that didn't come to mind when required, or the grammar that didn't quite sound right. This gives us our next topic to work on, to verify, to practice, to prepare for, in order to turn it into the next success.